From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The federal government needs to find 500,000 people to work the upcoming 2020 census. But in this labor market, filling those jobs is much easier said than done. Matt Bloom from KUNC in Colorado reports.
The last time the census happened in 2010, the country was still climbing out of the Great Recession, meaning there were a lot more people looking for work. This time around, it's a different story.
We have a lot of people we still need to apply across all of northern Colorado and the state of Colorado, truthfully.
Daniel Barr is the Census Bureau's office manager for the region north of Denver, where the unemployment rate is at a 44-year low. At a hiring fair inside the University of Colorado Boulder food court, he says he still needs to recruit about 1,000 enumerators, census lingo for people counters. He says that's how many workers he needs to get an accurate count for the communities in his area.
If they don't get the proper funding based upon their population, we won't be able to serve the people properly going forward for the next decade.
To fill more jobs in Colorado, the Bureau recently increased its entry-level pay to about $20 an hour, higher than the state's $12 minimum wage. That's still a tough sell, though, for Koo Thomas, a senior.
I already kind of got like a part-time job that I'm kind of committed to, and I got like a lot of stuff going on with school.
The census is also having trouble in other parts of the country. In Vermont, the Bureau may need to use workers from neighboring New York. That means travel and higher labor costs, says Lisa Moore, the New England region's assistant census manager.
It is obviously ideal if we're having people work within their own community, but we will, if needed, send staff in to ensure a complete and accurate count.
Back at the hiring fair in Colorado, student Kaylee Party says she's unhappy at her current job in retail, and she can see the importance of a census job.
I think that, like, a lot of us should be more invested in, like, what's going on in the country and different ways that we can help.
When asked if she'd be willing to travel somewhere off campus to carry out that mission, though, she says she'd have to think about it. In Boulder, Colorado, I'm Matt Bloom for Marketplace.